This is Kerry Siders in Hockley, Cochran, and Lamb counties, the IPM program. Well, we've been blessed with some good rain showers earlier in the week on May the 11th. That evening, we had anywhere from 2/10 of upwards of near 3 inches. A lot of that rain did come fast and hard. It did cause some washing issues, you know, particularly where beds were put up, and a lot of questions about the impact that it may have had on the herbicide programs. It's hard to say if you applied that when that bed was in shape, and that rain, of course, would have incorporated. But if that bed was washed away, it's hard to tell where that herbicide may have landed. So obviously, you don't want to do a whole lot of tillage other than keeping it from blowing. But imagine if you reshape that bed, there's not going to be a whole lot of herbicide left there, unless it's a yellow herbicide or something like that. But something like Valor and some of those, it's going to be tough to say where a lot of it ended up. Most likely it's in the furrow somewhere, but to actually throw that back up into a bed and expect a uniform layer of herbicide is very difficult to anticipate. So we may need to supplement that herbicide with an app plant. I'd hate for you to have to wait and have it result in a weedy mess before you did something at planting. And so definitely use a different herbicide class so that we don't get a lot of built up causing, injury to the cotton with the same class of herbicide. Over the weekend, looking back to last week's report, we did see an increase in thrips numbers, but there again, with the rain on Monday evening, it has caused those numbers to decline again. So right now I don't anticipate this cotton that's coming up that was planted last week to have many issues because of the rain, but they are moving around. So keep a close eye on young cotton as it emerges. I don't think we'll start planting cotton in earnest until the 15th, the end of this week, over the weekend, and then I expect to see a lot of planters in the field here in Hockley, Cochran, and Lamb counties.
This is John Toby in Bailey, Castro, and Palmer counties. Kind of building off what Kerry said, we got a little bit of rain. It was a lot spottier in my locations. Still got a couple guys kind of in a holding pattern right now. They planted half their cotton and half their pivots and stuff, and they're kind of watering that up to try to get that up. Did see a lot of planters in the field last week, and we did see a lot of action coming from that. Corn is at probably about V2 right now, and it's making its way as well, and they're trying to get that up before they can continue planting and really finish up. But
this is Blaine Reed, IPM agent in Helen Swisher County, with another quick IPM update. So, yeah, we're still planting or trying to get crops established. I have seen some corn out in about the area that's, about V3, V4 stage. Not much happening in it right now, but mostly we're dealing with cotton. And we had a lot of guys, particularly in our northern area, get really carried away with planting earlier in May. And I dare say if they had moisture to come up with, I'm seeing cold shock in a lot of those fields. And I really want to warn guys that if you've got that stuff in the ground and it's germinated, look carefully for those signs of that cold shock. That'd be a clubbing or a knotting up, a little bit of a deformity somewhere in that little seedling as it tries to push up. And what happens is those hormones are trying to move through that plant, but it gets below about 67 degrees and they don't move right. They just tend to stay put on that developing plant, and those cells get really confused with what the hormone's trying to do. And it'll kind of make a little bit of a knot there, almost like a cancerous growth. So a lot of guys might assume that if that plant makes it up, they're okay. But I would warn folks that those plants, even if they survive, are going to be slow to develop and really quick to stress. So that it'd be a prime case of putting in inputs for 3-bale and coming up with 2-bale cotton, or inputs for 2-bale and coming up with a bale and a half. So I really want to get these things off to a good start. Better part of the area, I think moisture is a bigger concern for us. We did get some rain in the area, but it ranged anywhere from a trace and high wind up to about a half inch. A lot of cases, we had a lot of dry planted fields just dusted in, waiting on rain or a little bit warmer weather to run that pivot around to establish that. And some of those cases, those half inches is enough to swell that seed, but not enough to germinate it. It's been so dry. So we're running pretty hard, probably as we see these warmer days, get those pivots going to try to establish that crop. And not too worried about planting temperatures from now on. As we look at the future forecast, we're more worried about the drought situation and if we have enough moisture to establish. The rains that came, like I say, anywhere from a half inch down to a lot of wind that tend to just blow it out. So didn't have a whole lot of heavy weather, no hail that I'm aware of, but we're still keeping an eye out for wireworms and cold shock. And I encourage guys to go behind the planter, especially if that's been in the ground for a while, get a little bit of moisture. Look for those cues of those wireworm damage and the cold shock and take them for what they're worth. If that plant's damaged, you're going to have a damaged crop all the way through, and it might be better to replant those if you've got some issues. But from here on, we hope we have a better planting season, and we'll check it in with it next week.
This is Pat Porter, Extension Entomologist in Lubbock. I wanted to make brief mention that fall armyworm numbers this year are significantly lower compared to the 9-year average. We've been running the traps 6 weeks, and last week, in the average of 9 years, we should have had 161 in the traps. We had 18. This week, we should have had 89 if we were on the 9-year average, and we had 4. So far, the fall armyworm situation looks pretty good.
This has been a production of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service Entomology Department here on the High Plains of Texas.